happen as far as the taxi industry is concerned. And I felt it's important every opportunity that I can to speak clearly and honestly to every person in the industry, so you know clearly from me on behalf of the Premier and our government where we're going as a government as it looks towards the future. And when I say that, I'm talking about the future of the taxi industry. I know there is an issue called Uber out here that a lot of people have been talking about and you have many concerns about. But I need to tell you, we as a government are concerned about the future of the taxi industry first and foremost. And why is that? That is because all of you in this room, all of the companies represented, all of the individual drivers in this province have invested their lives into this industry, and families' lives are at stake in terms of the future of the industry. So when I stand here today, I'm not doing it for any other reason but to encourage you to believe that we as a government have not made any decisions yet. We are looking at all of the issues around the industry, and not just about ride sharing, but what is the future of the taxi industry. And when I met with you representatives from the association, I said that my job that the Premier has given to me is to listen to everyone who has an interest in the future of the industry in the province of British Columbia, not just in the Lower Mainland, but throughout the entire province. Because I've had the opportunity to travel and meet people in the industry in every community that I visited. And they're all unique. And I know Metro Vancouver and the Lower Mainland have different issues than they might have in Kitimat. But that doesn't mean that the future of the industry in Kitimat is not as important as it is in the Lower Mainland of British Columbia and here in the city of Vancouver. So what I'm doing is I'm meeting with the industry. I'm asking, what are the issues that you have in terms of current regulations, past practices, but more importantly, what do you as an industry want to do for the future of yourselves and those people that work in the industry? And what are the barriers that perhaps exist because of government regulation from the past? And many of you may know that the current regulations and the legislation has been in place for well over 30 years and has not been updated. Now, I'm not old, but I'm not that young. 30 years is a long time. The world has changed significantly in the last 30 years, and your industry has changed. And there's going to be more change in the future. What does that look like? How do we manage that? How do we ensure that we protect the people that have invested in this industry as we move forward and we look at change in the future is critical. So I'm going to be talking to the industry, I'm going to be talking to the companies, but I'm also talking to individual drivers because they have a perspective and they have an important role for their families and their livelihoods that I want to hear about on behalf of government as well. I'm going to be talking to local governments, and I'm going to be getting their input in what they think the future of the industry should be, and what are the issues that they see that have been faced in their communities. I'm going to be talking to boards of trade, chambers of commerce, all of the people who have a vested interest in any change that we may contemplate making. But we're not going to rush to change. We have no agenda in terms of timing. There is no secret hidden decisions that have been made. And I will tell you that, and any one of you can come up and look me straight in the eye and I'll tell you what it is. No decisions have been made. Decisions will only be made when we take the time to think about it carefully, to ensure that whatever we do in the future is a made in BC solution. That it is a fair and an equitable playing field for everyone involved. That is my commitment as a member of government. And any of you that know me or know my history, what I tell you is what it is. And I can stand here with the full support of the Premier and the members of our cabinet and our government to say, we are going to take our time, we're going to do it thoughtfully, we're going to do it pragmatically, we're going to work with all of you, and we're going to work with the other people in the industry. And when and if, and it's a when and an if, and the media has tried to box me into a corner in the last little while, saying, well, when are you going to make all of those decisions? I said, I don't know, because we haven't done the work that we need to do first. That's my job. That's what the Premier's asked me to do. And that is indeed what I'm going to do. But I'm also going to throw a challenge out to all of you in the industry. And I did that when we met with a lot of the representatives in Victoria. And that is, you need to think about what do you as an industry need to do for the future. And I know there's lots of talk about technology, how that's going to help your industry, things you can do. The quality of the product that you put on four wheels every single day is critical. And I will say this as a consumer, I think the industry has some work to do. And I know that the people that I've met and talked to want to do that, but I also recognize there are implications and there are costs associated with doing that. That's why I want to hear from the industry as well as to what are you prepared to do, what do you think you need to do, and how can we as government help by regulation or whatever it may be in the future, any changes we make. So while we're expecting the public to have a point of view, and those agencies, local governments, and so on, you have a point of view, and you need to share that back with us as well. But you also need to talk to yourselves and say, what do we as an industry need to do to change if public perception needs to be changed? What are we going to do as an industry to ensure that the public sees us as the valuable contributors to the economy of British Columbia that you are? So my commitment is, and why I'm here today, and why I wanted to be here today, is I want you to know we're going to work together. We may not agree on everything all the time. I get that. I've been in public life long enough that if I ever thought that everybody would always agree with me, I'd be dreaming. When I was in education, it was not an easy road to hoe. But you know what I did on behalf of our government is the same thing that I'm doing here. Is I'm saying we're going to keep our eye on the ball,